Trump's DC takeover has resulted in a moderate decline in crime, but it's also resulted in a huge increase of immigration-related arrests. Now, in DC, when compared to the week before the crackdown, we saw an 18% drop in property crime and a 19% drop in violent crime. Now, this all comes as Secretary of Homeland Security Kristi Noem said on Monday that nearly half of those arrested under this new crackdown have been immigration-related cases. This all happens while ICE is working with local police to kind of find those individuals who may be in the U.S. illegally. Now, that's a huge increase when compared to the first 6 months of the Trump administration, when on an average week, we would see about 12 of those arrests. Now, in the 2 weeks since the crackdown, that number is up to 200. DC's Mayor Muriel Bowser has suggested that this crime emergency crackdown could just be a part of Trump trying to impose his immigration policy in DC, where sanctuary policies do exist. Trump has also talked about sending the National Guard to other cities where similar sanctuary city policies exist. So it's very unclear how certain legal battles are going to shake out and what ICE looks like in the coming months as they enjoy this huge expanded budget from Congress.